Luke Nolet is from Rev Mechanical, and he's talking about the seating season that's going on right now. Luke, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining today. If you'll excuse my terminology, how are things proceeding?
As a majority here in NVS Smoky 130, I think the average people are probably 50% or better seated already. The gentleman I'm seating for will be wrapping up this evening there. We'll be done. So,
weather obviously is a factor, and we have had some weather issues over the past, I'd say, month and a half, months and three quarters. How frustrating is it to be, especially during the seating season, to be at the mercy of Mother Nature?
Yeah, it was a little trying. There was a few trying times there. Everybody thought maybe that we'd never get seeded this year. It was a late spring. But having that all said, the late spring sometimes brings great opportunities because the soil is warmer and so on and so forth. So hopefully we get a little bit of rain after we get seeded and the germination comes quick, and everybody will be happy.
You bring up the soil temperature, excuse me, there, Luke. What are some of the factors, I guess, or how big of a factor is it to have the soil at the temperature that it probably is at right now?
Well, this is perfect seeding conditions right now. I mean, like I said, we started a little late, but it was cool. And when it's warm, you put it in the ground, and she comes out of the ground right away, like it has time to germinate because the heat units are there. If you start a little too early, like we've sometimes done in the past, you know, you're probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, you're on your knees praying to God there, hoping, licking at seeing ground if the seed's coming out. And it's very trying on the nerves before you can see it sprout, so.
That is for sure. I guess with the month of May, I guess, in the rearview mirror practically, and it being a little wetter than prior years, how high does the optimism go for this year to be a good crop year?
Well, I think so far in the region that we're farming here just north of Drewville, we've got a very good start. The moisture is just perfect. So if we get a little bit of rain throughout June and some in July and have a decent fall, I think we can bring a decent crop in the bin and everybody happy. Commodities prices are good. So if they sustain, we might have a rebound year.
Some of the jurisdictions and commissions also help out, I guess, with some aid as far as farming is concerned. How helpful is that going into the 2022 seeding season?
Yeah, for sure. Any money that comes out in programs or aids or whatever definitely helps out. You know, it's sometimes a small band-aid on a big wound, but any little money helps. And our biggest thing is being able to get our seed to their bins, and if the commodity prices can stay the same, then I think most of the farmers will be able to fructify from their seeding.
That's an interesting reference you bring up there. It's a small band-aid on a big wound, but is that big wound, do you think, healing?
Over time, I mean, you know, it's sad to say devastation in other parts of the world creates opportunities and optimism, you know, in different parts of the world. Nobody likes to see war. Nobody likes to see what's happening in Ukraine, for sure. But it drives up some commodity prices and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And, you know, worldwide, it's a big market to feed. And I think if we all keep plugging away at it, then I think there's a great future.
Luke Nolet is from Rev Mechanical, based in Falaire, talking about the seeding season that is happening this spring. Luke, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hopper, for your time, and have a great day.